Ian said during the show last night that there were counterintuitive, unpredictable, or surprising turn of events, implying tomorrow, meaning today. Has that surprising turn of events occurred?
They are occurring, yes.
Okay, so I would like you to talk more about it, but before you do, JW, talking to him 45 minutes ago, he said he is absolutely certain that the inauguration didn't happen.
No, it didn't happen. Couldn't happen.
Stop.
Hold on. We can prove this. You look at all the footage. They've laid footage from itch to scratch. They got the Capitol's locked down. Nobody's moving. The bridges are closed. They tore up the George Washington Bridge. It's over. This meal is terminated. It ain't going to happen. Then all of a sudden, poof, all these people start showing up. All these presidents and sinister ministers and all these, the Supreme Court and all these people start popping up. Well, they can't get through the cut. They can't make it. They just start showing up. If you look at the angles that the cameras are hitting, you'll watch this. You won't, but everybody else, Madeline will, goddammit. Madeline will look at this footage and cross look and see that these angles don't meet. So there's this motorcade. There's a motorcade, and there's an angle. And then, like, the cameras hit the car windows, and what it shows in the reflection is not there.
Mm-hmm. So the angles of the shade of the sun, the angles of the shade of the sun are off?
The reflection in the car window show another place, not there.
Wow. Couldn't they anticipate that?
Well, they think y'all are so stupid. They think y'all trying to get QAnon's dick hard. They think you ain't looking at nothing else. They think you are just trying to placate your condition.
Mm.
So they don't think average Joe is smart enough to look. And they're not, but we told you where to look.
Wow.
Happened all day long. Happened all day long. You could do the shots from the White House, the shots from the Capitol, the shots for the stairs where they make the angles, like where they pull up to and where they get out from. They don't meet. Those angles don't meet. It's astounding.
Right. Now, the footage of them meeting, when was that made?
All day long, at every level. They'd turn on a corner. Then the corner that they turn to doesn't meet the building that they turned from. See, it's kind of like,
and you see,
like going to Grand Wailea and turning right, where you'd be on that side of Grand Wailea. Well, here they go up to the Capitol and turn right, and it's not there. There's some portico chair that's not there. So wait a minute, where'd that come from? That's pulling into the Senate building. You can't pull into the goddamn Senate. That portico chair is not there.
What you're talking about also is in the car windows. What's reflecting the car windows is not there.
Well, it's not the reflection of the environment where they are. So you've been duped, Bob. You've been duped. It's a LaRouche, what we call the LaRouche flip flop.
Or it's a Croker Trump Leo.
Well, what's the difference?
LaRouche flip-flop, did you say? Flip-flop.
Or LaRouche flip-flop or a Croker Trump Leo. They're absolutely the same.
Okay, what about McLuhan? Any of his terms apply?
That you were stupid enough to pay attention to it in the first place.
The content was delusionary.
It was surreal. The whole thing was a fictional Lewis Carroll down the rabbit hole adventure that you happened to click on and engage.
What about the Thompson Quadrant?
Well, you're done. That's going to rejoin the Paris Accord. It's going to join you back with the WHO. It's going to cancel the Keystone Pipeline, undo that. It's going to fuck yourself to death. All that Thompson is going to fuck you to death.
You mean they're going to go ecological as Thompson would like?
Well, it's not. Well, no, it's not that. It's that. It's they're going to make you wear a mask on every federal property. From now on. They're going to end construction of the border wall. They're going to do the stop DACA and let 40 million people jump into the United States of fucking America while waiters are starving to death because they can't have no work because of the coronavirus. So, yeah, it's fucked up. That's the Thompson side.
Yeah, the Thompson side is pretty pessimistic. We're in a dark age and we're all doomed. That's what will be enacted, that environment of doom.
No, that's not enacted. It's what's going to be seen. That's the difference.
Ah, okay, good. Now, Biden and the people around him, they went through these moves somewhere that the people saw on TV?
Maybe.
Well, did they film some of it days before somewhere?
They don't know. They don't know what they know.
If
you
watch them
when they're
coming,
we don't know. Listen, when you watch them coming down the stairs in the Capitol onto the presentation stage or the dais where the inauguration supposedly occurred, if you watch them in the really high heels, the high heels didn't reach the steps. They're coming down the stairs, but their high heels didn't meet the steps. When you watch them, it's like they're going down a flight of steps on top of the steps. It's the craziest thing you ever seen.
Okay, now that was created by the tech body?
Computer says yes.
Were there any human hands?
Don't get us fucked off now, Bob. We're trying to save you. We're trying to give you the lowdown. Don't fuck us off now.
I'm saying, were there any human hands on the camera controls, the verticals and horizontals that we see?
No, not that you
so
know.
So it's AI or tech bot.
Wait. Whoa. Don't take that. You going to let that go? Don't let that go, Bob. You're smarter than that. Okay, here's the footage. You watch the footage, and all you see is people holding cameras recording the footage. If you're recording the footage, how is it you the only thing in the scene that's taking the footage of the footage?
What? Well, if it's footage, you can't take film of the footage.
There it is.
Okay.
You watch this every step of the way. Every step of the way, all you see is people filming what they're filming. That's all you see. So if they're filming what they're filming, that's the rear view mirrored version of this thing they're trying to prove through. Now, we don't want to say it's straight up GCI, but you tech body motherfucker, you do things, you know. We don't want to out
CGI. You said CGI.
That's what
you meant
CGI.
No, you said
CGI.
You said GCI.
GCI works. Both of them works.
Okay.
You don't know what GCI is, do you?
No.
Okay.
I know about CGI. Seen that around.
That's good, but that's when you had mega upload, Bob. You're going to move up to food chain.
Yeah.
Those days.
Okay, so the people, they're filming something that they see. It looks like an inauguration, but they're actually in a hologram or something, and they're filming and watching that. Like in the Truman Show?
No, they're filming the film. They're filming the film. This
Where
is
do
the
they see the
part.
Film? Where's the film?
When you're looking at the footage, all you see is people filming them doing what they do. All you can see on the film is people filming the film. which is ridiculous. What? That's all you see. You see, people, they focus more on the cameras that are supposedly taking the picture than what they're supposed to be taking a picture of. Do it all day long.
Yeah, like the tourists here. They never look at nature around them. They're looking at the black mirror. So you're saying the people aren't looking at the environment they're actually in physically.
Correct. And then you got Hillary Rotten Clinton and everybody's hairstyle. There's a new hairstyle, which is that Farrah Fawcett laid-back hair, not the bouffant, not the Jane Russell, the one you really like. You like Jane Mansfield and you like Jane Russell, but not those, the, where the hair's laid back like Farrah Fawcett. Every goddamn body, including Lady Gaga, has got all this flowing manes of flopped hair laying in their back. And everybody has this just must hair. It's like just fucked hair. Everybody's got just fucked hair. And everybody's the same.
I saw a picture of Lady Gaga with Biden, and the hair swooped up from her forehead, went up back.
Yeah, with a tie. It's a crisscross tie. But it's all long and flowing in the back.
Okay. So, have you said that the people did this engagement with the footage today, January 20th, 2021, with
nope.
the live broadcast?
Nope. It is not.
In their experience, did they do it earlier today or yesterday or a week ago? When did
never happened, Bob. Fence was too high.
No.
Fence was too high.
So the filming of the filming, it was all made by the tech body. And so Lady Gaga was told, don't bother coming, even though she was invited. How did they explain the cancellation of
okay, that's easy. No, that's no problem. Here's a better way. How does Lady Gaga, 26 feet above an orchestra, hook up and sing perfectly, pitch perfect, the national anthem with a orchestra that far below her trying to sync up to her frequency? You can't do that, Bob.
Is that right?
Not possible.
So
it's not possible. It'd be like you being in Madison Square Gardens and somebody playing a record player at Radio City Music Hall and you singing to it perfectly. Can't do it.
Okay.
You can't hook it up. You can't sync it up. Live musical instruments being played at that megahertz frequency or hertz frequency can't reach her at that decibel level and her respond intuitively, immediately to it. There you go. J-Lo is easy to understand because it was a fucking tape. None of it was real. You know, God bless a fucking America. And then you had the goober snatch singing Amazing Grace. Yeah, that was, How Great Thou Art, and Bob is in charge, and that was just an afterthought. He did that in the garage. He did that in the garage. But the
who
tone
was, it
was
who did
good.
It?
The tone was good.
Who did
the
it?
The one that's he's that dude that's married to the woman who's got the cooking show, Trisha Yearwood. You know,
I don't know those people. No. Okay.
Yeah,
it was an afterthought. He's a recent star that I wouldn't know. Not a David Bowie from 20 years ago or something. Right? The guy who sang it, Amazing Grace. You following that?
We follow. We just don't like to be led. But we follow, but we're not fond of being led.
Okay, so Madonna's saying up in the dais where Biden and everybody were.
No. Madonna is all but dead, Bob. She's on life support.
Did I say Madonna?
Well, but that is because you confused Madonna with Garth Brooks.
No, I don't. Okay.
Yeah, you did. Garth Brooks is who sung Amazing Grace by himself. He didn't sing with nothing, but that was in a garage done when Trisha Yearwood was making sausage Tracy Yearwood was making sausage gravy. So that's how that
okay,
went.
I don't even.
It was Garth.
Garth Brooks, Bob. Back to Garth, Bob. Garth Brooks.
Okay, back to, I think it was Lady Gaga who sang something, and it was 26 feet above the orchestra. Where she was she on the dais with Biden and everybody and the judges?
Yes.
Court people.
With the Supreme Court judges who were in their paper-thin robes, and it's 25 degrees below goddamn zero. Everybody else is wrapped up, stem to stern. They're sitting there sweating. And they're there, and there's these paper-thin robes just burning up. It's the goddamnest thing you ever seen. It's almost like they're not human, Bob. They're not human. But don't you worry, Bob. They've had a breach. They've already had two breaches at the Pentagon. You're not going to hear about it tonight, but it's on. You better make sure you got your Finneganese ready to go, biggin, because time's up.
Yahoo! Now, what would I delete this part about the breeches?
No. Take the breaches. Let that go. Fuck them, Bob. If they ain't ready by now, they're not going to get ready. And if they don't know by now, they're not going to ever know. And if they don't listen by now, it's too late. So, yeah, it's fine. Let it go.
Yeah, broadcast it. Okay. What is a breach?
It's clean enough.
What does it mean? What's a breach? So there were two breaches. What's that mean?
The rings. Do you know what the rings are in the Pentagon? There's rings
No.
in the Pentagon?
No.
Okay, you have to look that up. Look at the rings, the outer ring. There are levels, like circles of a pentagon. There's five sides, and there's like five rings deep. There's layers
okay.
of a pentagon.
Okay. You mean, yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I see. So the very inner part is where the aliens are.
Yeah, they had two breaches already.
But what does that mean, a breach? Someone broke in into the first ring?
The aliens are getting out, Bob.
Were they? Why? Because the new defense secretary or something doesn't want the aliens around, correct?
No comment. No comment.
So breaches are escapes.
We're trying to keep you alive. So no comment there.
I know.
Let it go.
I know. But are the aliens?
They are listening.
Right. Do the aliens live in the inner ring? Do they ever leave it over the past 20 years they've been
no.
there?
No. There is a. What do you call a time disparity? Or you might call it a time loop. There's no time, so it don't really affect us. You don't see it. It's a shadow. You talk about the shadow land or the shadow people or the shadow thing where everything is in. Bert can tell you about that vision on the side. Did you see?
Of what?
Like you glance and you see something, but it's
not really
there.
Mm-hmm.
It's what that is an example of that.
But are you saying the whole inner ring is that, or the aliens themselves are that?
You don't see them in that. Yeah, it's bigger than it looks. The inner ring is bigger than it looks.
Mm. So, and they can live in there. They don't need to go to the local football game or go to the Costco. They don't do that.
They don't want to do that. Everything is there.
Okay. They got swimming pools there?
They don't need swimming pools, Bob.
All right. So they have a different physical experience. So, okay, very interesting. All right. And I could ask how are they going to present themselves to me, but you're not telling me anything about my encounter with them, correct? You're not giving me any heads up other than Finnegan's Wake.
No, we can't do that
because
you want to play this. You know, you want to play this, so we want to keep it clean.
Well, I can play this fact that I won't be told now what they're experiencing.
No, but you can play this part of what you're not getting, so that's good. Jean will figure it out, but she's the only one, so that's good.
Okay, so we're talking All right. So Biden, what did Biden experience today? The inauguration
A nap.
He didn't go anywhere because it was recorded other times.
Right.
Other areas. So was he told that he became president?
He doesn't know that yet.
What did he think he was recording? If they have him swearing on a Bible in the footage that the tech body provided,
let's tell you about that Bible. That Bible is from the 1890s. It's supposedly been in his family. His motherfucking family wasn't even here in 1890. So that's a bunch of bullshit right there.
Okay, so was it totally special effects seeing him being sworn in? Or did he do it so they could film it and then put it in this presentation today?
Not yet.
He's going to work on it.
He's going to work on it tomorrow, even though it's already on the goddamn TV.
Okay, did the other characters that were there, the Supreme Court people, did they experience anything today on January 20th? That related to the inauguration footage that people saw.
Oh, okay. Yes, if you understand, do you know what peripheral vision is, Bob?
Yeah. Yep.
If you understand peripheral vision, then yes, it's a side view of the side view.
That's how they experienced their day on January 20th.
So far. It's still going on, Bob. Still going on. They've jumped all over the place. Them motherfuckers hadn't eaten 2 days. They've been running around. They did the Tomb of the Unknown Soldiers. They shot cannons. They got Hillary Rotten Clinton off. Even in Death Valley, a breeze blows now and again. They got Hillary Clinton off. They blowed back through. Now they're all piled into the White House. They went and signed stuff in the rotunda. They got bases from the Linux Company. Beautiful Linux vases, 32 pounds a piece. We like the crystal vases, Bob. They might go in the bucket list. JW likes those. They're not bad. Some stupid rainbow painting they borrowed from the fucking Smithsonian. It's not even their picture. I don't know what the fuck that's all about. And stupid Nancy Pelosi and her damn contraband husband in Guam doing the tuna business and the burning of the vinery. The vinery is messed up. We don't call it a winery because they don't grow grapes. They're just vines right now. It's a vinery. They're running around. They gave them goddamn stupid fucking flags. For God's sake, that's what damn Joe Beijing Biden needs is some fucking flags. It's pretty ridiculous. So they're all running from the COVID and trying to figure it all out. They made a little spin. They didn't have no lunch. They ain't had nothing and nothing. No nourishment all day. These are old people, Bob. They've been out in the cold all day. No cocoa, no coffee, no nothing.
We have no idea what they think they're doing.
It's not real. Although Hillary, we did catch Hillary with a coffee cup full of Chardonnay. She's not gonna go far without her morning jug of wine. She likes a nice box of wine for breakfast, Bob. But that's that. It was the normal run.
Yeah, but what do you mean she got off? You mean sexually? Had an orgasm?
Yeah.
What do you mean she got off?
Yeah. They got her off. They had to. It's the only way she could stay. She's quite pent up, Bob. She's pensive. You know what pensive
yeah.
means, Bob? Oh, okay.
Yeah,
well,
distractedly
like
thoughtful.
She'd be,
distractedly
yes, but see, she
thoughtful.
Could be, yeah. She could absolutely be a great candidate for your Granny Porn channel.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Right. We don't change this. We don't like channel. We may make it be something else. That may be some. It may be the Granny Porn Vicissitude. We might do it that way. That might be fun. We're gonna play. We're gonna change that up a little bit. Carolyn's asleep. We can do what we want to do, can't we?
Yep. Okay. So.
Okay. Good.
That
was good.
Okay.
That was good. By the way.
Yeah. Okay, so yeah, we're gonna. So nobody is anybody suspecting? You know, attentive people? Are they suspecting it wasn't real? Are they telling on their little Twitter world, hey, this wasn't real? Does anybody notice?
They're only watching. They're only watching the day's events. But if you put the day's events together and put it in one roll, there's not enough day to do it.
Okay. Are they showing on TV the going to the White House and the partying or whatever? Is that on TV?
There's no party. COVID's got it all fucked off. No parades, but they had a little parade. No bandstands, but they took them all down. Nobody involved, but they went to the rotunda. They got the gifts. No luncheon, so nobody ate. Then they had the 21-gun salute, and everybody's waiting. But then they all wait, and then all the dead presidents show up, and they go to a tomb of the unknown soldier, which they ain't supposed to do to Memorial Day, but Biden wouldn't do it now because he's kind of dead himself, and you know what? You know, things just kind of happen from that side. And then they run along, and then they get back in the motorcade, and they sit for an hour. Then they ride along, people walking beside the car, and then they get out and walk for a half a block. Then they walk to the White House, and they go into the White House to sign the 20 things that undoes Trump from stem to stern, and all the family rushes on the door. Never seen a sitting president ever had to open his own goddamn door. It's unbelievable. And Joe had to put Jill, who was still in the bed asleep, had to put Jill in the beast when it's coming out of the White House. She was so fucking feeble. And she's always the spry one. You know, she's a doctor. Well, she and Bill Cosby are a doctor. You know, they didn't go to school. They just made him a doctor on TV or something. So anyway, So she's a doctor. He had to help her in the car. You got these beasts from the spooks, the Secret Service, trying to look after him. And then Beijing Biden had to go around and help her in the car. He had to pick her feet up and put it in the beast. It was the most feeble, pathetic thing you ever seen in your life. And he goes around and puts himself in the car. And normally they help the sitting president of the United States along. You know how they go.
Okay, intervention here. Just for people who don't know, the beast is the president's car.
It's a big old Cadillac. It's a big old Cadillac that is an F-250 Ford.
Okay.
So
you were describing, you mixed it there. There was people.
No, we didn't. We didn't miss nothing.
Well, you were describing them going from one place to another. Did anybody see that on TV?
Everybody did.
Okay, but you were describing parallels what we were seeing on TV, what they were actually experiencing, the Biden and them. You interweaved what they thought they were experiencing.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, we're seeing on the tech body screen Biden go through these various places like the rotunda. Did he experience that? The way you were describing it seemed a little different.
He's in the basement. He never left Delaware.
Yeah.
Now
okay,
we're talking
so,
about Joseph Robinette Biden, right? Junior. That's the one you're talking about?
No, I don't know. I don't know who he is.
Oh.
I don't know.
Oh, well. Oh, okay. Well, okay.
I just learned Joe Biden
okay.
couple of weeks ago.
Robinette, because he was supposed to be. He was supposed to be a girl.
Okay, so
and the grandchildren is Finnegan. They got a Finnegan Biden. That's going to be good. Finnegan Biden. You're going to like that. It's going to be good. That may make it all work out. Ashley.
Okay, you were describing stuff. Who's a whore?
Ashley.
Who's a whore?
Ashley.
Okay, listen, you were describing what they were doing, but it seemed, then you said, but we're seeing, I thought you were describing what we saw versus what was actually happening. But if I re-listen to it, we were seeing what Biden experienced. No, Biden didn't experience. But, well, who did the Biden scenes in
Nobody.
The footage that we see?
Nobody.
Oh, so this is all made by hologramic imagery or whatever they would call the CGI?
Let's call it Pixar's greatest work.
Okay. All right. So What is Hillary doing right now? Well, Hillary is, she died.
She passed
a year
out.
So ago.
She passed out drunk on her ass on a gallon and a half of Chardonnay.
Right, but she was murdered, died a year or so ago. So that's a double. We're talking about Hillary as a double, right? The double for Hillary.
Yeah, because the double has gotten more spelt today. She's not so fat,
okay.
So it is a double. Yeah.
Okay, so this was run, directed by the Tech Body, and there's camera tricks, footage tricks, overlaying that the most advanced people in Hollywood don't know about. The Tech Body can do things that we don't know yet.
Yeah, that's knowledge. True, but it's not that obvious, because if you look at it, you can see it just really plain. Don't think QAnon won't be playing this. Oh, my God. Even fucking stupid fucked up Roy will be able to see it. And even stupid Cider Somerset, that ridiculous little sot, he might even notice it, too. He called us out on the chat today. We may have to smoke his fucking ass. He said, well, Ion got it wrong about the election today, so, but he is only nonsensical, so it doesn't really matter. Let me tell you something, you whore bitch motherfucker. We finna show you what non-physical feels like. Just saying. Hey, you know what? You know what J.W.'s granny would say? He'd say, keep your words short and sweet, because you never know from time to time which words you may get to eat.
Okay, so that's a pretty dramatic situation. Meanwhile, what was Donald Trump doing today? January 20th.
Enjoying the best that Mar-a-Lago has to offer. All the family was there. They had a nice brunch. It was delicious. No pressure, no problem. It was amazing. And they had his best. He does a restructure almond milk smoothie.
From our restructure.
Yeah, that's in it.
Wow.
You can get Jenny to check it. It went to Palm Beach Gardens. Jenny can check the order. But now we're not trying to out nothing. God damn, there you go with that bullshit again, trying to prove something. Anyway, it goes to Palm Beach Gardens, and then the other one goes to Singer Island, which is right there at West Palm. But it doesn't make any difference. We're not trying to prove nothing. Karen will get on to you for talking shit, Bob. She won't get on to us, but she'll get on to you for talking shit. So don't out yourself there, big one. Be careful. You're the one going to get in trouble, not us.
Okay, so what was that? Okay, they showed Trump walking towards a helicopter, I guess early this morning, a back shot of his back. Was that Trump? Was that a double?
Nope, that was him. They made two sets of speeches. First one was before he got on Marine One. And then when he went to Joint Base Andrews, Joint something, Base something, 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 that he rides a helicopter to, he gets out and they had a big crowd. CNN said it was a paltry crowd of only a few thousand people. It was a paltry crowd. I mean, motherfucker, there's more people at your goddamn inauguration. But that's another conversation, which said, basically, short version, love you, see you later. Everybody wish everybody luck. This is bye for now. Let's see what comes next. That's how he left.
You said this, CNN said it was a paltry audience, and then you said it wasn't as big as the one at the inauguration footage. Is that what you said?
Like, no.
What was your...
There were more people at Andrews Joint Air Force Base, the Joint Andrews Base, at waiting for Trump to take off to go to Florida than there were at the entire inauguration.
Okay,
CNN said it was a nothing crowd.
Okay. How many people did the footage show in total were at the Biden inauguration?
The chatter was it was about 1,500 people with everybody.
But there was nobody there. It didn't happen.
Yeah, right.
Okay, so does Trump know this was a Trump-Leo fake footage and all that? Does he know that?
Oh, yeah. He knows that. Yeah, but we'll talk a little bit more, but we don't want to spoil your soundbite.
No, I can edit it out, but Trump said he wasn't, you know, for weeks he said he wasn't going to the inauguration because he knew there wasn't going to be one.
Right? Correct.
So who is president, or that's not an issue anymore?
Who cares?
So
who
Biden
did it?
Will,
who didn't do it?
So Biden will walk around being president for a little while, looking like president. What he said, being
president. We're not sure. He really likes that basement in Delaware, though. We don't know.
Hmm. Okay, so the tech body is showing us what we see. So the tech body determines what's going to happen.
It's showing. The tech body lets you know what's acceptable for you to see.
Right.
The tech body now lets you know what's acceptable for you to see. Good.
That's when they're dealing with government imagery. When you get footage of Times Square, if somebody went to Times Square tomorrow and took footage, that would be we would see that only based on the will of the tech body, the allowance of the tech
body.
That's
the way it's always been, Bob. It's kind of like like the red carpet, isn't it?
Yes. Okay, so Melania, understand what's happened? The Trump-Leo inauguration?
She's so excited she can hardly contain herself. She's thrilled beyond words. Because now she can go back to her life of living as a fucking rich bitch and not have to be somebody's stepchild or a second lady or a first lady, somebody's ladies in waiting. She can go back to doing her thing. Yeah, she's thrilled. She likes it.
Okay.
And that we got to get these Trump people into therapy so they can get redeemed or recalled or what's that R-E word? It's an R-E word where you got to get them domiciled. Yeah. No, that's not
re-educated.
Well, wasn't quite like that. It was like that. They got to be revamped. They got to be redid or something like that. They got to get somebody's got to wash the Trump off of them.
Okay, back
now what you're trying to find out. See, Bob, what's going on is they're trying to deprogram the Trump people. You know that word, deprogramming? Well, that's what we're going to do now.
Yes, but who's going to get access to them? They were scattered to the winds.
We're going to see. I don't know. Heaven's just a sin away. Whoa, whoa. Just a sin away. Heaven help me when I say, I think we're going to win.
Who's the they that is going to deprogram the Trump? Some people.
Rams would take body bomb.
Oh, okay. All right. So when does the tech body arrange for events so that Trump is back
already
being president?
Already done.
Well, he's
Harper
not
Lee,
looking
go
like
to, a... Harper Lee. God damn you. Harper Lee, go
set
a watchman.
Go set a watchman.
Go set a watchman. Don't worry about that. That's the prequel. You got now buy the rights. How bizarre.
So what does it mean, go set a watchman? Is a watchman a guardian? A, like in Fringe? Those kind of watchers?
No. To Kill a Mockingbird is already dead, so the prequel to that tells you where you're doing right now. But this is your fault because you sent him off on Thompson. You didn't have to do that. You could have just referred to Thompson, but no. You had to cram Thompson down there. You had to cram it down his throat hole. No, Weimer and Thompson had to be something. Well, you have to really deal with Thompson, because without Thompson, you're lost. You don't know what's going on. Okay, and then we did the upside down. You did that for a couple of years. Okay, good luck with that, homie.
Well, now that we're in the Thompson quadrant, we can read Thompson, because it doesn't matter. We're in it. No?
Okay.
So nothing. We don't. We have no clue.
As the dark soul just laughs. Yes, Bob, you're doing good.
Okay. Okay. So there's going to be some unforeseen events that lead toward Trump getting back in the White House. That's what you're saying.
Viceroy, not the White House. The White House is over, Bob. That's done.
Okay. So
that's over. That ship has sailed. That flight has left the tarmac.
So there's going to be the Civil War tech body version of Civil War is going to happen. So it leads to a constitutional convention, convention of states, then constitutional crisis convention. All that's still going to unfold, and that leads to Trump being a viceroy. Correct?
Meanwhile, now 400,000 Americans supposedly have died from the corona. Just all of a sudden, it went from 150 to 400,000, like overnight, and they talk about it like it's a no big deal. they're catching up to our numbers now, Bob. It's getting fun.
So we're going to see anti-Trump footage constantly in the articles.
Well, no. You don't care. There's no anti or plus. If you keep seeing Trump footage at all, they're fucked. They're trying to move him out of the picture. They're trying to make it like he never was there. They're trying to make him go back to do The Apprentice to get him some monies.
Oh, okay, you said he would be moved out? They're trying to move him out?
Yeah, if they're still playing footage of Trump, y'all are fucked. Well, not y'all. The Democrats are fucked. They're trying to make him be a non sequitur. They're trying to make him be an apprentice, the host of The Apprentice.
Yeah, an unperson. It's called an unperson.
Yeah.
So, if they keep him, if they keep showing him, which they won't, then the people would pine for him.
I don't know. We don't see. They really crying about it right now. They're all trying to undo what Trump did. They're trying to unfix what Trump fixed. They're trying to straighten out what he made good. So we'll see.
Will that work? Will they accomplish that, the Biden gang?
No.
Will they? They won't. The Android meme is a bit different from the tech body, right?
A little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit. The Android meme has rules of, it has rules of engagement.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so there's going to be in Drudge and in the mainstream media, in the lamestream media, there'll be just no talk about Trump. If they ever talk about him, it's like he's disparate, he's suicidal, and all that kind of crap they'll be saying about him, right? Meanwhile,
yes.
Will anybody notice what he's actually doing? Will he be hidden? Will he hide from, not show people what he's involved with?
Well, we're going to have to see. We're going to have to see.
Right. So what is the reason you say Biden won't be president is that the Americans aren't going to listen to him. They're not going to pay their taxes. Is that true? They're not going to pay their taxes? They're not going to.
That won't help them. They don't need taxes. They don't need their taxes, Bob. They don't care. I mean, who's paying taxes now?
Yeah, nobody's paying taxes, but who doesn't need taxes? The government?
The government. No, they're giving away money for free. If they needed taxes, they wouldn't be able to give all the money out.
Right, so they are going to keep printing money and move into a kind of a guaranteed annual income.
No, that's getting too far. You'll see. That's just disgust. That's chatter. Pathetic chatter.
Okay.